Good morning, everyone. My creaking stairs. It's 5:15 a.m. and I haven't slept yet, so I thought I'd come down and make some tea. So, here I am. Obie's left for work. And I don't think Connor's going in today. I'm not sure. I think he might have a couple of days off. Ronan said he wasn't sure, so I don't know. It's apparently 1 degree outside, so it's not as cold as it has been sometimes. But, cold enough really, and there's no frost this morning as far as we can tell. Here comes Tooth Tooth, just going to let him out. Do you want to go out? Go on then. Oh, I was being out already. Come on, let's put you out then. He's outside, so I hope I hear him and I don't forget he's out there. It never ceases to amaze me where all the cups and plates and stuff come from in this house. To be honest, when Lammy comes in, I will put the kettle on, but otherwise I won't hear him from here scratching at the door with that going. And I'm going to warm my cup because I think I'm not making a pot of tea, and I like my tea hot. So if I warm the cup, I should have the same principle as warming a teapot, as far as I can tell. I want to put this in here because obviously I'm going to sleep, hopefully. And I won't go and leave this on. No way. No way that's ever going to happen in this house, right? I finished the book yesterday, Purple Hibiscus. And it was a very moving book and a very memorable one, I think. It's brilliant, brilliant book. It had a hopeful ending, which is always nice. Out of the three novels that she's written, this one and the most recent one, Americana, have hopeful endings. Half of A Yellow Sun, which is about the Civil War, it's left a bit more up in the air, so not such a clear-cut message of hope, I'm afraid, in that one. Not really. It's not got the happiest ending. It's not bad, but some of it's left a bit uncertain. It's kind of likely that you think the worst because that's what she intended you to think. I've had a bit of trouble with the Audible website in the night because I've got 12 credits to use up. So I've used up four, but one book I think I'm going to send back. I've never done that before, but I think I am going to. I don't know, I might even send the whole... I don't know if you can do that. I'm going to send the whole lot back, because three of them were from a series, and I, years ago, read the first one in the series, and I really liked it at the time, and I never read the other follow-ups, sequels. I don't know, I find it hard to get into, but I think it might be because of the book I've just finished reading more than anything else, because this is so completely different, so I'll let you know how it goes. There are books written in the 1960s by R.F. Delderfield, who wrote most famously, I think, To Serve Them All My Days. That's not on Audible, unfortunately. He also wrote a really nice book called Diana, nothing to do with the Princess of Wales. I'm just going to see if this dog's ready to come in. I don't really want him to freeze. It's called something like, the series is called something like A Horseman Came Riding By. Kicked Niall's bowl and sent it skidding across the floor. Yeah, they're called something like A Horseman Came Riding By, and the individual books are Long Summer's Day, Post something, and Green Gauntlet. I can't remember what that one's, a Post Bonham or something like that. So I don't really know where this... I can't remember much about it. Oh, OB. It's tissue or kitchen paper inside his plastic container that he took to work yesterday. And he puts it up by the sink, and it had we had tuna pasta bake that I made the night before. And I did enough so that he could take them to work. I did oil it first. We didn't end up having the steak and kidney puddings in the end, or they didn't. We ended up having a takeaway. Obi and I had curry, and those two had pizza. I wasn't really feeling that well, so we're just all struggling with this, like, head cold, and you know, it gets to the end of the day, and we feel like we've got a temperature. We start getting shivery and stuff. I mean, mine's been going on for, I don't know, about 3 or 4 days. I feel all right now. I feel fine. Come like the end of the day and I start to get really cold and my feet are freezing and shivery, and Obi's doing the same. And a very slight cold with it, you know, like sneezing and a bit of ears, itchy ears and stuff like that. Right, oh, there's a plate here. That's got to go. There's some recycling to put out, but I'm not putting that out till later because it's not really anything that's going to go today. Well, there's a bit of food waste and a little bit of cardboard, but to be honest, I can't be bothered to go out there now. I've not really dressed appropriately to do so. And, for the next, most of it's plastic, which is not being picked up this week anyway. waste. Obi's just taken four more bags out that I've been holding back indoors because, you know, I don't want to overload the bins days before that it's due. So he's just taken that out. That's doing, I'm going to feed these dogs. Yes, I'm going to feed these dogs. It's the dish out there. Can you nicely tip that across the floor to the food? That's not very impressive, really, to the food. Gave him the cat's dishes to lick out last night because I haven't eaten some of their food I didn't buy. And it's like a double dish with two stainless steel dishes that fit inside it. And I usually use it as a four. So I take the stainless steel dishes out of the double plastic one. And but I gave it to him with the stainless steel dishes in, because that's the thing, that's the one that had the food in, one of those. He was rooting it out to put it on the floor because he thought there was something underneath, but there actually wasn't. I think that'll be hot enough to warm up the cup now, so I'm just going to do that. Put it back on to boil in a minute. But if I reuse their dishes, which I don't very often, but I am doing now, from last night, when they've been licking them, I won't put them up on the worktop. There's only one part of the worktop where I'll put them, and that's over here, where the recycling and the food waste bin is, and then my radio, because it's not anywhere I ever use for our food or plates or anything. I mean, they've only licked the inside of it, but even so, I still don't like it. I don't like it, so I'm afraid that's the way it is. Now, you can have a sachet of this cat food that they're not very keen on. Tooth, tooth. I'm having one this time of the day. Okay. Okay, it's not much, and it'll keep you going till later. There you go. What's that? No nails. I can make my tea. This lot are off my back. They've been out, and they were being fed. And they're the lucky ones. Ah, because they can go back to sleep now. Well, they're probably going to sleep all night anyway. That's why they're the lucky ones. Now, the best thing is, just get his tablet. Gotta be careful that I put. Hard to tell whether he... I don't like touching inside the bowl once he's been licking it because it's so slimy. But it's hard to tell sometimes if he's taking his tablet or not. Then there's not such a big amount in there. Sometimes he leaves it. Niall! Come on, Chevy! I think soup has, it's just literally on the side of his dish. I think he's eaten it. Sometimes it sticks to the bottom and you don't really know. So have you finished with yours, Tooth Tooth? A loofing tooth. Pushed it across the floor again. There you have you, Tooth Tooth. Okay, that's that. I don't know when my sleep's going to go back to normal because it's actually really no joke. Anyway, folks, that's me for now. And I'll speak to you later.